Thank you, Mr. Chair, High Commissioner, and distinguished colleagues. With over 65 million people currently displaced globally, the international community at present finds itself in the middle of a simultaneous and complex humanitarian crisis, still with no sign of slowing down in the foreseeable future. Against this daunting backdrop, I'd like to highlight the notable achievement that UNHCR has so far made in very difficult situations. In particular, we appreciate UNHCR's mandate leading role in the provision of international protection for refugees and other persons of concern. However, more is urgently needed. On his remark to UN General Assembly this September, Secretary General Antonio Guterres stressed the need to re-establish integrity of the current refugee protection regime. In this vein, we wish to underline the principle of non-refoulement, a central component of 1951 Refugee Convention, and encourages UNHCR to make every effort to ensure universal compliance with this norm of customary international law. Mr. Chair, the Republic of Korea has steadily expanded its contribution to the humanitarian community, both in terms of finance and responsibility sharing. Today, my delegation is pleased to announce the Korean government has decided to provide an initial voluntary contribution of over $60 million to UNHCR's 2018 program. The Republic of Korea has expanded its contribution to the humanitarian response by UNHCR, both in terms of flexible and predictable funding. Our contribution is composed of two parts. Firstly, Korea's unearmarked voluntary contribution to UNHCR in 2018 will be $3.3 million. Secondly, the other remaining support of a little less than $30 million will consist of six different multi-year projects, including Girls' Education for Peace and Project in South Sudan and Consolidating Peace Project in Colombia. These multi-year projects reflect Korea's firm commitment to support various needs of refugees and hosting communities for long-term solutions. Our commitment will not stay here. In addition to funding of $16.2 million, I can assure you that my government will place a priority on UNHCR when it considers additional contributions in response to future appeals. For instance, Korea recorded its annual contribution of over $20 million for UNHCR, first in 2016 and again in 2017. Mr. Chair, in closing, let me join other delegations in commending High Commissioner and his staff for their unwavering efforts in protecting the world's most vulnerable people. In particular, the High Commissioner's recent visit to Korea served as a good opportunity to strengthen Korea's firm commitment to working closely with the UNHCR to protect and assist refugees and other peoples of concern. I thank you.